Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gracie Allen. Tonight, George and I and our guest Frank Sinatra are broadcasting from the Warner Brothers Theater in Hollywood. And everyone here bought a bond to get in. We wish all of you listening could be here, but since you can't, we do ask you to buy an extra bond. You see, the Sixth War loan is falling dangerously short in the sale of e-bonds. In other words, those sold to individuals, not companies. I don't have to tell you why to buy bonds. You know that the war costs millions of dollars a day, and we all know by now that it is far from being over. So all we can do is ask you to buy an extra bond.
And we do ask you. Remember that a war bond is the finest Christmas present you can possibly give. Right, Frankie?
Right, George. And when you give a bond, you're also giving arms and ammunition to our boys overseas.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Goodwin, speaking for Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, and tonight their special guest, Frank Sinatra, with Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, George and Gracie are out canvassing the neighborhood selling war bonds, and their housekeeper, Mrs. Regan, is making the most of their absence. She's having a wonderful time listening to her latest Frank Sinatra record.
My sweet embrace of all you.
Ah, Frankie, lad, through the voice of your fair melts the stays in me corset. And to think I used to swoon over John McCormick.
Well, we're back, Mrs. Regan, and George sold more bonds than I did again.
Yeah, I beat her again. Looks like I'm going to win the bet.
Oh, you made a little wager, huh?
Oh, yeah, we bet a wristwatch. If I sell more bonds than George, he has to go right down to the store and buy me a wristwatch. But if he sells more than I do, I have to wait till Christmas for it.
I wish Gracie would handle my transactions with Morgenthau.
Well, I'd best get some lunch for you folks.
Oh, by the way, Gracie, we have to be at Warner Brothers Theater for the bond show rehearsal at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. You know, George, I'm glad it's Warner Brothers. I feel sort of sentimental about that theater.
How come?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's the great love scenes we sat there and watched. Oh, what passionate embraces, but done with such finesse.
Yes, that's where to go to learn technique.
Yes. Of course, it's not bad in the Pantages balcony either.
I thought you meant the lovemaking on the screen.
Oh, George, you're so naive. I'll bet you think the back seat of a taxi is just for transportation.
Yeah, I'm a tourist.
George, there's almost certain to be some big movie producers and directors in the audience tonight, and it's a perfect chance for you to be discovered. So be sure to slip in a song.
They'd like that, huh?
Oh, yes. Why, you might become the singing Humphrey Bogart.
You think so?
Sure. You know, George, you're a cross between Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart and who else?
Oh, please, dear, don't be a pig.
Well, it does look like tonight is my golden opportunity, all right. Any other singers on the program?
Not a one. You'll be outstanding.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself.
Oh, excuse me, dear. There's someone at the door.
Good afternoon, Missy Burns.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Postman. Lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The crisp winter air just turns my blood to wine and sends it racing through my magnificent body. Gosh, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yes. I'm much happier that way, too. Are you coming to the bond show at Warner Brothers Theater tonight?
Oh, yes. My wife wouldn't miss Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Will he be there tonight?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'd give anything to keep Mr. Sinatra from showing up tonight.
Me, too. There's something about his singing that brings out the beast in my wife.
Well, is that bad?
Oh, yes. She can't afford to look any more like a beast than she does now. Well, let me know if I can help you. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
George!
Yes, dear?
George, get a grip on yourself. Frank Sinatra is singing tonight.
Well, of all the...
Oh, well, now, don't get excited. You can sing some other time.
But I wanted to sing tonight. I wanted to be discovered tonight.
Oh, Pooh, let Sinatra sing tonight. You're young, you've got years and years... You're right. Tonight's the night.
Well, I'm going down to the cigar store.
Oh, poor George, sensitive artist that he is. Mrs. Reagan! Well, I'll just have to see that Frank Sinatra doesn't show up tonight.
Did you call me, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Reagan. I've got a problem, and maybe you can help me. You see, George wants to sing at the Bond show tonight, yeah. But Frank Sinatra is going to sing there. Now, they can't both sing.
Certainly not.
So it's up to us to get rid of one of them.
Right you are. And we know which one, don't we?
Yeah. We certainly do. Will you help me?
That I will, and gladly. And I know just how to do it.
Oh, yeah, how?
On me dresser, I've got a bottle of knockout drops.
My goodness. Well, why do you keep such a thing on your dresser?
Force of habit. I used to use it on me husband to keep him home nights. Now, we'll slip the little Lugan a glass of the stuff, and he'll sleep peacefully through the whole performance.
Oh, wonderful. I'll go right up and get it.
It's the blue bottle. This is going to be good. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Reagan. Is... What are you laughing about?
Well, I was just thinking about Mr. Burns.
Oh, well, let me join you. You know, Mrs. Reagan, it's too bad he isn't here. We could look at him and get hysterical, huh?
Mr. Goodwin.
Yes?
I understand you're a personal friend of Frank Sinatra's.
Oh, yes, that's right, Mrs. Reagan.
The girls really go for him, don't they?
Oh, do they? Well, sir, you should have seen what happened last night. Oh. See, Frankie and I walked out of the Brown Derby together, and this mob of girls clustered around him yelling, "Ooh, Frankie, Frankie, introduce us to Bill Goodwin."
They wanted to meet you?
Well, sure, Mrs. Reagan. You see, they knew I'd tell them about the wonderful swan contest. That closes this Friday, December 15th. You know, the first prize in the swan contest is $100 a month for life or $20,000 in cash. So I told the girls that all they had to do to try for that prize or any of the 500 other cash prizes was to suggest a first name for Mama Swan, that lovable white bird that appears in all swan ads. Then, in 25 words or less, complete this sentence. I like swan soap better because...
But, Mr. Goodwin, didn't the girls ask Frankie for anything?
Oh, of course, Ms. Regan. They said, "Hey, Frankie, how about a few bars of our favorite?"
And did he oblige them?
Well, sure. Gave each one of them a bar of swan.
When will I learn?
Wasn't that peachy keen of Frank, huh? He knew they had to send a swan wrapper along with their name for Mama Swan and their 25 words on why they liked swan. As a matter of fact, you can send as many names as you wish, as long as you send in a swan wrapper with each name, and, of course, you send it all to Swan, Box 32, New York 8, New York. Full rules from your dealer if you want them, but no entry blank is necessary. And, by the way, be sure to include his name as well as yours with your entry.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin, I won't find out anything about Frankie from you, so I'll just put on his record again and use me imagination. All right, Frankie boy, sing to me.
It steals across my pillow as soft as a will-o'-the-wisp. And in its song there is sadness because there's no you. The lonely autumn tree, how softly they're sighing, 'cause summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness, because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. Stormy clouds hover, and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again, we'll kiss and recapture that summertime rapture we knew. And from that day nevermore will I say there's no you.
Here you are, Mrs. Burns. This is Frank Sinatra's house.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. Now, if I can get him to drink this knockout medicine of Mrs. Regan's, he won't be around to steal the show from George tonight.
And my wife will be so disappointed. Well, good luck, Mrs. Burns.
Thank you. George may be a Nicky, but if Frankie drinks this, me.
Yes?
Oh, how do you do? I'm working my way through college, selling Dr. Regan's elixir.
Wait a minute. You're Gracie Allen. You couldn't be working your way through college.
Oh, well, that is a little unbelievable, isn't it? I'll start again. How do you do? I'm working my way through high school.
Come in, Gracie. What's this all about?
Well, Mr. Sinatra, you're a very lucky man. This is the last bottle of Dr. Regan's magic elixir.
Well, just what is Dr. Regan's elixir?
Well, it's the only cure for which there is no disease.
But what would I want with this stuff?
Oh, taken regularly, it will build any man into a mass of muscle. It works wonders.
Can you tell me any men that this has worked wonders on?
Well, have you seen my husband, George Burns?
Well, yes, I've seen him.
Oh. Recently?
Uh-huh, recently.
Oh. Well, he starts tomorrow. Now, if you get a glass, I'll pour you out a nice big glass full.
Now, wait a minute, Gracie. What's the stuff made of?
Oh, it's a secret formula made by a secret electrical process handed down from father to son for 1,000 years.
Where did they get electricity 1,000 years ago?
Now, if you'll get a glass, why,
Gracie, you knock me out.
Well, believe me, I'm trying to.
Tell me, why are you selling this stuff?
Why?
Well, yes. Why should Gracie Allen have to go from house to house selling patent medicine?
Why?
Yes. I'm trying to think of a good logical reason.
Well, if you get one before I do, let's share it.
Gracie, don't you know?
Yes, yes, of course I know. Can't you see I'm just being flippant to hide my shame?
What shame?
No, no, no. Don't ask me to tell you. You're too fine, Frankie. Too young and innocent.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so innocent. I've read books. I know how the bees carry pollen from flower to flower.
You do?
Yeah, I even tried it. And believe me, it's nothing to get excited about. Now, come on, Gracie. Tell me why you're doing this.
Well, it'll be quite a shock, Frankie. You'd better drink this elixir first so you'll be strong enough to stand it.
No, thanks.
Just a spoonful?
Uh-uh.
Lick the cork?
No, Gracie. First, I want to know why you're selling medicine.
Well, I hate to tell you the reason, Frankie. It's so ugly, so sordid.
Oh, So it's George.
Huh? Oh, yes, that's it. George forces me to do it.
Don't you make enough money on the radio to satisfy him?
Oh, no, he's never satisfied. He wants money. More money, more and more, always more. Oh, you don't know what it's like.
Yes, I do. I've got agents.
Oh, Frankie, men are beasts. Don't ever marry one.
Don't worry. So George forces you to do this work, huh?
Yes, that's why you've got to buy this last bottle. If I don't sell it all, he'll...
Yes?
He beats me.
Oh, you poor kid. Why, when you say that, I feel like throwing my arms around you and kissing your fears away.
He beats me.
Well, just leave that bottle with me, Gracie, and I'll see that he doesn't beat you again.
Oh, well, then you'll take it? Thank you, Frankie, thank you. Now be sure and drink a glass full before the Bond show tonight.
Mrs. Reagan, where's Gracie?
Oh, she's probably out going from house to house selling more bonds.
Yeah, I guess it kind of gripes her that I beat her today. I'll get it, Mrs. Reagan.
Thank you.
Well, Frank Sinatra. Come in, Frank. Gee, I'm glad to see you.
You rat. Rat? You dog.
Dog?
You scoundrel.
Scoundrel?
Look, think of your own words.
Frankie, what's the matter?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, George Burns, letting your pretty little wife go selling from house to house.
Well, what's wrong with that? She's supporting a very worthy thing.
That's your opinion, brother. And if you ask me, it's about time she stopped supporting it.
Frankie, what are you saying?
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, it's not nice.
Well, then tell me one thing, George. Is it true that if she doesn't sell enough, you beat her?
Well, I beat her today. Come to think of it, I beat her yesterday, too. And unless she starts doing better, I'll probably beat her tomorrow.
Well, that does it. I'm going to give you the licking you deserve.
Frankie.
Put up your hands. No, not over your eyes.
Look, I don't get it. You're mad because my wife sells bonds?
Bonds? Does this bottle of elixir look like a bond? This is what she tried to sell me.
Gracie tried to sell you a bottle of elixir? I don't understand.
Well, you'd better ask her about it. I've got to get to a rehearsal.
That woman does things that are absolutely insane. I found that out the day she married me.
Yep, that's the day she proved it, all right. See you later, George.
Well, George, everything is all set. You're going to sing tonight. Now get your hat and let's go to rehearsal.
Not so fast. Frank Sinatra was just here.
Well, that's nice. Frank Sinatra? Here?
Yes.
But he's supposed to be unconscious by now.
He was not unconscious.
Are you sure? With him, it's very hard to tell.
Gracie, why did you go to Frank Sinatra's house and try to sell him this bottle of elixir?
You want to know why, huh?
Yes.
Would you believe me if I said I never went there?
No.
Well, that narrows it down.
Gracie, answer my question.
All right, dear. This is a bottle of knockout medicine. I wanted Sinatra to take it so you could sing tonight.
What?
Well, I wanted those movie producers to see you and hear you and make you a big star in pictures.
And you think that's the way to make me a star? To go to Frank Sinatra's house and give him knockout drops?
Well, isn't it?
Of course not. Give him the knockout drops at the theater.
Oh, George, you're wonderful.
Let's hurry. Frankie is rehearsing right now.
With her high starch collar and her high top shoes and her hair piled high upon her head, she went to find a jolly hour on the trolley and found my heart instead. With my light brown derby and my bright green tie, I was quite the lonesomest of men. I started the end, so I counted to ten. Then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw her, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel a car shake. I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name and lost my breath. She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death. Buzz, 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 buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As she started to leave, I took hold of her sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, she stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with her hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Mrs. Regan, now's our chance to give you-know-who the knockout medicine.
Yes, yes.
Say, do you suppose this stuff is still potent?
Well, it should be. It was made according to my husband's favorite recipe, 99% alcohol.
But, gee, it's awfully old. I wish we had somebody to try it out on.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, my, what quick service.
Huh? Say, what do you girls got in that bottle?
Oh, no, Bill. You can't have any of this.
Why?
It's a secret Irish love potion that makes a man irresistible to women.
Wait a minute. Gracie, you mean if I drink that, women can't resist me?
That's right.
How do you like that? Somebody's been slipping the stuff in my coffee.
Oh, Bill, you mean you're irresistible now?
Gracie, I got women sitting at home tearing their hair out, waiting for me to take them out.
Well, why don't you take them out?
Who wants to go out with bald-headed women? Say, you know, maybe I could use some of that love potion.
Well, here, Bill, help yourself.
Thanks, I'll just take a little sip, Gracie. You see, those girls may be going out with me just so I'll tell them how to win $100 a month of life or $20,000 in cash. That's the first prize in Swan's big contest, the one that closes this Friday. And there are 500 other cash prizes. All you have to do to win is suggest a first name for Mama Swan, that lovable white bird that appears in all Swan ads. Then in 25 words or less, complete this sentence. I like Swan soap better because... And I thought those girls loved me. Give me another shot of that love potion.
Oh, well, here you are, Bill.
Thanks. Well, see, I'm beginning to feel pretty irresistible. Now, where was I?
You were telling us about the swan contest.
The con swan test?
Yeah, yeah, Bill, remember? You send your entry to Swan, Box 32, New York 8, New York. You can send as many names as you wish, as long as you send in a swan wrapper with each name.
Oh. Well, you know, that sounds like a pretty good little old proposition to me. Where did you kids hear about that?
You told us, Mr. Goodwin.
I did?
You can get full rules from your dealer, and you should include his name as well as yours with your entry.
Oh.
And remember, the contest closes this week, December the 15th.
December 15th? Oh, gee, I better hurry. Look at my watch. It's 3 minutes to October. Well, so long, girls.
Well, the stuff is potent, all right. He's out cold.
Now, if we can just get that would-be singer to take some.
Well, here, I'll put the medicine in two bottles. One of us is bound to get him.
Come in.
Oh, excuse me for coming into your dressing room like this just before the show, Frankie, but I thought you might want a glass of water.
Well, it's nice of you, Gracie, but I really don't want any.
Oh, you've got to want some. All singers drink water before they sing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. Nelson Eddy drinks gallons of water. It keeps the crumbs of shortening bread from sticking in his throat.
Hey, wait a minute, Gracie. This glass of water is purple.
Oh, well, you see, this is Warner Brothers. Everything's in Technicolor.
Gracie, this looks like that tonic you were trying to sell me, Dr. Regan's elixir.
But it is, Frankie. Won't you try some? It'll grow hair on your chest in 3 days.
Oh, thanks.
Well, give it 6 days, it'll grow you a chest.
Well, I see the only way I get rid of you is to drink this stuff.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? It's the only way I can think of to get rid of you, too.
Well, bottoms up. Not bad.
Now, I knew you'd like it. Now, lie down on the floor.
Why should I lie on the floor?
Don't argue. Just lie on the floor.
No, I think I'll rehearse my song. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday.
Oh, poor boy. He fell right between Monday and Tuesday.
Gracie, I heard a body fall, so I figured you gave Sinatra the knockout
round. Oh, there he is, George. Out like a light. Now you can go out there and sing in his place.
Yeah, I ought to sing pretty good tonight. I feel great. Mrs. Regan just gave me some wonderful Irish tonic.
Oh, Joe!
Where do you tell him? When we meet again, we will meet again. Sunday, Monday.
Oh, my goodness. That's becoming the lost weekend. Mrs. Regan!
What is it, Mrs. Burns?
Look!
Saints preserve us. There's a sight for you. George Burns and Frank Sinatra stretched out side by side.
Well, yeah. You can't tell whether this is Warner Brothers or Mayo Brothers.
The show's starting. They play the introduction. What do we do?
Well, can you carry a tune?
A little.
Well, me too. On the downbeat, Mrs. Regan. Won't you tell me when?
Well, George and Gracie will be right back. Meanwhile, don't forget that the Big Swan contest ends midnight on Friday of this week, December 15th. Naturally, I can't enter this contest myself. None of us on the show can. It wouldn't be fair. But if I were you, I wouldn't pass up this easy chance to win some real money. I'll give you the address again in case you've missed it. Send your name from Mama Swan and your sentence about Swan soap, along with your dealer's name and Swan wrapper, to Swan, Box 32, New York 8, New York. Swan, Box 32, New York 8, New York. Good luck. And now here are George and Gracie.
Well, Gracie, tonight has taught me a lesson. I'll never try to sing again.
Oh, Mama's little nightingale mustn't feel like that. Do our little feathered friends stop singing when they can't find a nest to lay eggs in?
I don't care.
But don't you see, darling, you're a bird that's lost. You'll sing again. You'll find your little nest. You'll lay eggs again.
Good night, sir.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your Columbia station next Tuesday, same time. Tonight's broadcast came to you from the stage of Warner Brothers Theater in Hollywood in the interest of the Sixth War Loan. Now remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. Now till next Tuesday, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? CBS, Columbia, broadcasting system.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.